This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some Republican legislators quickly responded Sunday to defend House Speaker Kevin McCarthy against other Republicans who criticized the debt ceiling deal made with the Biden administration to avert an international crisis. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, there are Democrats who are skeptical as well.
The expansion of work requirements for some recipients of food stamps has raised concerns among some Democrats. Among them, Representative Pramila Jayapal, who also appeared on CNN.
Actually, by some estimates, creates a burden on administrative spending that is actually worse for, you know, for the overall cost of a program like that. Number two, it is about people who are hungry, people who just need a little bit of temporary assistance.
Before voting in favor of the deal, Jayapal says she'll need more details. The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first international leaders to congratulate Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday, who won a presidential runoff for third term in power, Dorian Jones reports for VOA.
Much to the concerns of Turkey's traditional Western allies, Erdogan has developed a close relationship with Putin, despite Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It is a relationship that Erdogan pledged to deepen as he campaigned for re-election. The Turkish leader also promised to continue his unorthodox economic policies, which plunged the country into crisis with soaring inflation and mounting pressure on the weakened lira. Initial reports of Erdogan's success saw the value of the currency slip on international markets. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Japan said on Monday it was preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory after Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said was a satellite. The Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno saying such launches also violate relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions prohibiting any launches by North Korea using ballistic missile technology, even if they are called satellites.
関連する国連安保理決議に違反するものであります.
Analysts say the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea's effort to advance surveillance technology, including drones, to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of a conflict. North Korea has been also undertaken a series of missile and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future. The deputy director at the South Korean Defense Acquisition Program Administrator, Kim Young-chul.
Obviously, the outbreak of the Russian war invaded the Ukraine. And after that, we get lots of requests from the Polish government for KJ tank and K-9 howitzers and FA-50.
South Korea and Polish officials say their partnership will help them conquer the European arms market. And beyond the Ukraine war, with Seoul providing high-quality weapons faster than other countries, and Poland offering manufacturing capacity and the sales pipeline to Europe. A new study suggests that dozens of U.S. cities are at risk for mpox outbreaks this summer. Health officials say that they are working to prevent the scale of infections that surprised the nation last summer. Most of the cases reported last year were spread during sexual contact between gay and bisexual men. Infections exploded in the wake of pride gatherings in June, according to researchers. Health officials say event organizers are many reasons to be optimistic that the history will not repeat this year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.